You're listening to SBS News.
The federal opposition aired their grievances on the government's proposed foreign fighter laws, Western Australian Labor MP Anne Ali describing it as weak.
But my concern and the concern of Labor is that the current legislation is not strong legislation. It is not effective and it is not impactful legislation.
While the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, said the government has lost its way.
And this government seems to have completely lost its way in understanding what the role of this parliament is.
Temporary exclusion orders prevent dual citizen foreign fighters from returning to Australia for up to 2 years. Despite Labor making their concerns known, the opposition today confirmed it will support the bill. It's the third time Labor has been forced into a position or pushed since the election, moving to support the government's entire income tax cuts package, and last night they voted for the future drought fund after initially resisting. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor always supported it.
We always said we supported the drought fund. We don't think it should have come from the Building Australia Fund, and we committed through Shadow Cabinet to recreate it. And we will do that, but we weren't about to vote against a drought fund at a time where our farmers are under real pressure.
Government leader in the Senate, Matthias Cormann, denying the government was trying to rush through the legislation.
Any proposition that this is being rammed through this parliament is false. This bill was first introduced into the House of Representatives on the 28th of November 2018.
With a win on drought funding, the government is now trying to capitalise on its foreign fighter laws. Attorney General Christian Porter says the legislation is necessary.
We will invest every effort and every resource to prevent migratory extremists turning into a theatre of war is Australia, Mr. Speaker. That is why this legislation is necessary.
Here's the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton.
Now, this government will support our agencies because of the threat that exists this very day, Mr. Speaker, and we will work with the crossbenchers, we will work with whoever is in this parliament to support this legislation into fruition because we are absolutely determined to deal with this threat.
Despite Labor's support in principle of the national security legislation, the issue raised questions in the Labor Party room. At the caucus meeting today, one Labor MP questioned why the party should support a bill which may be unconstitutional. Arthur Moses is the president of the Law Council of Australia.
There is a real risk that it'll be struck down by the High Court because the government should not have the power to determine who enters this country. That should be reserved for the High Court to determine whether an Australian citizen should be allowed to return to his or her country.
Mr. Moses argues the law could leave people stateless.
Is susceptible to legal challenge on the grounds that it will be argued that the minister does not have the power to exclude an Australian citizen from returning to this country.
And that power is being endorsed by both sides of the parliament.